Daniel, back on the road again, and an All-Ireland semi-final. What, it's been 6 weeks. It's been a long wait.
It's been a change, like, because we've been, the way we did it at the start, it was just game week after week, like, and the break kind of was tough on us at the start, but after a while we got a few challenge games in there as well to get the game fitness up as well, like, so it was a good break. I think we needed it, because you didn't want to come on too thick and fast in case boys get injured.
Yeah. And tell me, did you take a break at all after the Dunedin game?
Ryan was nice. He was a few days off over Christmas, but I think it was New Year's Day. We were nearly out again at night, and we didn't want to take any breaks really, because the more break you take, the more you're going to lose. Like, so, we're always taking around the fitness, and the gym work was always being key. But we just thought if we just kept taking over, we're not going to lose it. Like.
I know we're into 2018, but it's been a great season, hasn't it?
It's been indescribable, hey. We didn't really picture this at all at the start of the year, to be going from straight 17 to 18 season, and no stopping, matches flat out each week. And it's been great, hey. It's been great for the club, hey. It's been great for the players, like, because there's a good spirit down here now again. It was what was very badly needed for the past few years. Hey.
Yeah, because you came into the championship here in Donegal, probably under a little bit of a cloud. The form hadn't been great in the league.
No, it wasn't. We lost out in promotion in the league, and even the championship before that last year was very, very bad for us. Like, we lost a few lads to immigration and had us hard, and we relegated back to the junior, and it was our aim then after the league was to get back up into intermediate football again. We did it the hard, I'd say, because we're underdogs most weeks. We were playing a lot of Division 3 teams, and we were written off at a lot of times, hey, but we were glad just to get back to intermediate football is the main one, anyway.
Yeah, and you really probably improved with every game in the championship.
We have each game. We were getting better and better. You could even see it going to Scotland. We went to Scotland. I think we had the game won twice. I think we threw it. We gave it back to them. I think John gave away a penalty, and they were straight back in the game again. And then it kind of showed. It stuck to us. I think the Ulster games are very, very tight games. I don't know what the standard legs were in Scotland, but we came through a lot of very, very tough games, even from our own county. Like, even when it did get very tough, we knew how to bounce back, we knew how to retain the ball very well, and I think them big games stuck to us, hey.
First Donegal team to win the Ulster Championship, obviously huge boost of confidence as well.
It's a good ring then, anyway. It's massive. We're going into every game now, we're not fearing anyone anymore. We're just going in thinking it's another challenge, we're going to give it a go, like, and it's a great buzz to even have that title, but it adds that same bit of pressure on you, seeing if we can keep this consistency going for so long, hey. But hopefully we can go on this Saturday and get another one, keep it going.
Your own form been very good. You're out midfield, but still getting a lot of the scores. Taking on a big responsibility, a little bit more this year, maybe?
Nah, it's kind of, I think it's a bit easier this year, to be honest. Hey, the defence has been very, very solid this year. I think they don't get enough credit for it. I think Alex got his All-Star there last weekend. I think he fully deserves it through the years he's put in. Like it. But our defence has been solid. Hey, you're not really worrying about a man coming through or not. It's been solid. Hey, nah, but a lot of the scores came from free kicks or handy ones, I'd say. They're calling them wild penalty shots to me, nearly 13 yards in every week. So I'm trusted with that responsibility to kick them. So it's
Knocknagree from Cork, the Munster champions. Normally Cork and Kerry clubs strong.
They will be. They'll be very good football inside, no doubt about it. Hey, I hope they'll not be used to the kind of football I'd say we'd play, the defensive style of it. But they'll be good footballers, no doubt about it. Hey, and hopefully they get a shock when they come against us, I don't know.
The focus really back now on a semi-final, and you know the reality is you're 60 minutes away from an All-Ireland final and getting a run out in Croke Park. Or is that something you try to put to the back of your mind?
It is, because it's nearly every club player's dream to be playing on the biggest occasion with your club mates, the boys you've grown up with the whole way through it. Like, it's, you don't want to think too much about it, you don't want to talk too much about the football, the people. Like, it's just, you're kind of trying to forget about it more than anything until the day comes, and the more you kind of think about it, the more it kind of builds up with you. But hopefully there's a day out in Croke Park for us anyway. I think we deserve it this year after the work we've put on then.
Yeah, but having said that, you know, big challenge on Saturday.
Massive challenge. It's going to be, they're in an All-Ireland semi-final for a reason. Like, they're a great team, I'd say, but we're going,
but
to,
they'll be saying the same about you.
Exactly. Hey, you're not here by any luck now. Hey, you're here in merit, as they say. Like, so hopefully we get 60, 65 minutes under the belt, mate. We're out on the good side of it.